Powell River Regional Hospital District will consider changing its name to Cawthet Regional Hospital District. At the September 8 Hospital District Committee of the Whole meeting, directors considered a recommendation that the board direct staff to submit an application requesting the Provincial Minister of Health and Lieutenant Governor in Council change the name through issue of supplementary letters patent. Electoral Area C Director Clay Brander said it is a natural thing to do and engagement has proven that more than 50% of people want it. He said the hospital's name has changed to Cawthet General Hospital, so it makes sense to go forward with changing the name of the regional hospital district. Electoral Area B Director Mark Gisborne said he had some thoughts based on what he has been reading from public engagement and what he has heard in the community. My thoughts are that reconciliation is about making one view or belief compatible with another, bridging the gap between two sides that have historically been divided, said Gisborne. I believe a name should reflect the views of the community, and if our decision divides the community, I don't believe it is necessarily an appropriate way forward. I believe that the regional hospital district is in a unique position in our community. This is the only level of government that represents all three of our local governments. I've been asked multiple times over the years, should we change the name or not? The answer in my gut is we should continue the discussion. Gisborne said he has been aware of and involved in the name change discussion for several years. He added that members of the community are continuing to have the discussion, which is wonderful. That discussion should continue and needs to continue, as people tell their stories and their truths and come to a middle ground, said Gisborne. I have heard members of the public express their concerns. I have a great deal of respect for the concerns of the public. Some concern was expressed to me that if they voice their opinions in this process, that their personal information with their opinion would be published on the regional district website. Their concern was that potential backlash might be received. Gisborne said he wanted to thank regional district staff for blocking out any of the identifiable information on this process. He said he thinks some of the concern was based on the regional district's process where personal information was published, and was later found to be in contravention of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. I want to thank staff for making sure the information was blocked out this time around, said Gisborne. The community needs to keep speaking and we need to keep listening and communicating. We need to show humbleness and appreciation to everyone who has had the courage to speak up on whatever side they are on. By continuing the consultation and conversation, we can help bridge the gap, ensuring the public can express themselves without being identified. Hospital District Committee Chair and Regional Board City Director Carol Ann Leishman said she is in support of the recommendation. To me, it just makes sense that the Hospital District Board also reflects the region, which is the Cawthet region now, said Leishman. The Hospital District Board of course includes Slyam-Mon Nation, who were directly engaged in this process. They have a seat at this table, and they were very much in favor of changing the name, and suggested the name be Cawthet Regional Hospital District. I know these conversations are absolutely going to continue because we do have a bigger conversation happening in the municipality. That's going to continue, so these conversations will carry on. For this particular motion, I'm in favor of sending it forward. The committee voted unanimously to send the matter to the Regional Hospital Board for consideration. The Regional Hospital Board meets September 29th and the matter is expected to be before the board on that date.